Hello, my name is Louis Bird. The date is January 26, the year 2002. This is a just similar recording that I always do for myself to remind myself a few things that I think are important for me to record before I forget. This is a very random recording. It's not organized. But a few thoughts that I thought maybe I should record was here. I have written them down in a piece of paper. The question I always have in mind about the First Nation people. Things they knew before the European came. The things that happens to them in time past before the European came to them, or before any other nationalities came to them. So something that mystified them, that they did not understand. I have said before many times that our First Nation had their spirituality. They have their belief, they have their developed practice and belief. They developed their belief and then practice. That's the right way. The idea is they have to connect something material in the world they live with spirituality. And then that is called, in our language, Mitewin. So what Mitewin is not a dirty word in our culture. In then, at that time, it was just mean a spiritual part of being existing in the world. That is all it means. And then it is eventually, perhaps in time, as human consciousness expands amongst them, they have practiced how to acquire and establish the proper way to have a ruled or the way the spiritual belief should develop and then apply in their lives amongst themselves. This is way out, way beyond before anyone can remember when it is, or before a long time before the European came to be known amongst the North America. And therefore, it was in that timeless history of our First Nation. They have many stories that were not understood. One of them was time when it happens in the Hudson Bay, James Bay area. They live on First Nation of Muskeguak, the people we call the Cree of the James Bay. On the southwest coast of Hudson Bay, they live a whole group of families along the shore of the Hudson Bay. Some were family, two families, three families, maybe even five, which numbers around sometimes at the most 100. There was no more than that because it's a very temporary supply of food, so they cannot stay in one place for a long time. So it was in that summer, in the month of July and August, where everything is fully growing, the plants are blooming and flowers and everything, and the land was beautiful and all the green grass can be smelt and fresh, everything. And also the waterfowl that lives in the area were also in abundance, but not yet flying. Something like a ducks and geese and everything. So the hunting was very plentiful and also life was easy, they say. And it was that time people used to relax upon the shore of the Hudson Bay, on where the dry ridges runs to northwest along the shore. The rule of ridges and the willows and fir trees scattered all over, where a person can stand on his own feet and can see at least 8 miles away without any obstacle. Both ways, to the east and to the northwest, if it might be depending on the location.